welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. If you're into craft beer, you've probably encountered the crowler. That's a large can used at breweries and bars to provide a convenient way to take home draft beer. Seth Cook of Woodlakes Brewing at Brookings says they recently installed a crowler canning machine.
It's sitting on the end of the bar. It looks a little steampunk, but it's not. It's a crowler machine, and we just got that this month. We haven't had much time to even hardly talk about it. But what it is it is a single one-off canning line. I guess it's not really a canning line as much as it is a canning point.
A canner.
What it is you have crowlers, which are official licensed can from Ball Corporation. They're aluminum cans. They're a 32-ounce can that can be filled with tap beer behind the bar, and then we put a special lid on top, and run it through this machine, hit the button, it clicks away, and all of a sudden we have a full beer. And more importantly, we have a full beer that you can take with you that is protected well within an aluminum container, that is protected from light, it's protected from oxygen, it's portable, it's recyclable, it's a really cool packaging method.
Crowler's still relatively new, but they're spreading like wildfire. They got their start in 2013 when the brilliant folks at Oscar Blues Brewery in Longmont, Colorado, contacted the Ball Corporation about developing a machine to fill 32-ounce cans of beer right at their taproom bar.
This particular one is from Oscar Blues, and they were kind of the granddaddy of the crowlers. There's been a lot of other crowler machines that have tried to make an impact in the market, but I think it's, without argument, Oscar Blues is kind of the one that started this idea.
Yep.
We are now selling all of our beers that we have on draft in the cooler. So what we'll do is, during the day, we'll fill them up, and we'll date them, and we'll sign them, and we'll put them in the cooler for people to come in for immediate takeaway. So you don't have to wait for a growler to be filled. So you don't have to bring a growler or pay for the growler. You can take the can.
No cleaning, 2-pint size, lightweight. Crowlers are extremely convenient.
There's actually some science, too, behind it. First of all, because of the lack of oxygen, because of the lack of light, it stays a little bit longer. So if you were to put it in a crowler's, Oscar Blues said they'll have at least a month in there. I don't know. I've never had the patience to wait a month to drink whatever I've had in a crowler, but they tell me that's what that is. And again, it's the portability. You can take them tailgating, or you can take them to the beach or to the ice house or wherever.
I don't think I've ever had one more than a week.
I don't think so either, but it's great. It's fun, and they're ready to go, which people, I think, like when they come in here and they have some of their favorite beers that we have on draft, and they just said, I'd like a crowler, and away they go. They don't have to wait for more than just a second, and they've got draft beer to go.
By the way, the word crowler is a combination of can and growler. Crowler. More when Beer Untapped continues.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk crowlers, those handy quick-fill cans now available at many breweries and some craft beer bars. Wooden Legs recently installed their crowler machine at the end of the bar, and Seth Cook says it has some real advantages over the glass growler.
One is portability. Of course, the glassware has some limitations. Can't take that to tailgating, can't take that poolside. I mean, there are definitely some limitations to where you would take glassware. Two is size. It's nice to have a 32-ounce size. A 64-ounce growler is great, and it's probably the most cost-effective way to purchase volumes of beer, but then you have 64 ounces that you need to consume, you know, a few days after you buy it, which is great for parties and things, or having gatherings over. The crowler, because of its nature, because of its aluminum, and because it's fully sealed, allows greater portability. It allows preservation of product because there's no light coming through, and it has a better barrier. So when that thing is sealed closed, even no matter how tight you attempt to twist on a growler seal, there is a chance that it would leak. Once you permanently seal a crowler, it is good to go until you pop the top and drink it.
The crowler machine seals a can of fresh beer really fast. Okay, that's the machine coming to life. There's some lids. The beer filled and sealed in just really a matter of seconds. That's it. Just like that. Can of fresh beer to take home with you.
Once you look at it and see how easy it is, it's just amazing how simple it is. And you're like, that's such a good idea.
Finally today, Wooden Legs has a bunch of new merchandise. Yep. New swag for you to check out.
We have some shirts, we have some hats, we have some sweaters, we have some fleeces, all kinds of cool stuff. A couple of new logos that have never been seen before here. A couple of reinvented logos. Everything from screen-printed shirts to embroidered shirts. The one that's super popular is we've got a hockey hoodie that has the hockey strings, kind of the hockey lace strings out front, and a really nice liner. I wore one of these the other day, and it was a successful replacement for a jacket in this type of weather. So that one's super popular. It's got the water, the hops, and the malt on the sleeve there. In addition to the hooded sweatshirt, we also have the beanies with the ball on top, some palms. Give those a try.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.